It's time to take a stand with Eric Barger. Each week at this time, author, speaker, and noted Christian apologist Eric Barger is here to help you discern the times in the light of God's Word. And now, here's Eric Barger.
Hello, everybody. Eric Barger here. Take a Stand Radio is on the air. Same time, same stations each weekend. Glad you joined me today. We have a great program for you today. It's part two of my interview with pastor and filmmaker Joe Schimmel. We're going to continue talking about the emergent church, which, like I said last week, is a topic but we simply can't give enough coverage to, something each and every Christian needs to be aware of, and we need to understand it. And so we'll be discussing the emergent church with Joe Schimmel and really talking about his terrific new documentary DVD set, which is The Submerging Church. And we're making copies of this two DVD set, The Submerging Church, available to our listeners. And I know this emerging DVD set that's 3.5 hours long with facts and quotes and insight, all done in documentary style, will be a great addition to your library, no matter how much you might already know about the world of emergent doctrine and practical error. Well, with all that said, let's get right to the interview with Joe Schimmel. Here we go.
The problem is people are getting away from Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and life, and he, no one comes to the Father, he said, but through him, and that people are beyond questioning. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, the entire New Testament, for the most part, almost every letter was written to correct false doctrine or bad behavior. Names are mentioned over and over again. As a pastor, I've constantly told the congregation, you know, bring your Bibles and always check out what I'm teaching. You know, the Bible says a wise man accepts a rebuke, but a stupid man doesn't. The Bereans, you know, Luke in the book of Acts records how Paul and Silas ministered to them, and they were counted more noble than those of Thessalonica because they searched the Scriptures daily to see if what Paul was saying was true. And Paul said, if we himself included, or an angel from heaven preach another gospel than that which we preach, let him be accursed. So no leader is beyond being questioned. We must hold the Scripture up, and we must make sure our teaching conforms to Scripture and actually is derived from Scripture and lifts up the name of Jesus. He is the way of salvation. There's no salvation outside of Jesus. And if we get away from Jesus and the Scripture, we just have darkness. We don't have anything really to share, and that's going to lead people away from the truth and salvation.
Yeah, that's the story, and that's why we're concerned about this. It's not that we're trying to be picky or nitpicky or ultra conservative about any of these people that we're discussing or about these doctrines. This is about souls. It's about what
Amen.
Happens at the end of the day. It's about that where the church will be if the Lord tarries. What kind of church will tomorrow bring? That's the question. And you know, you hit upon the passage that I use right at the very beginning of at least one, if not two, of the different seminars I do about the emergent church, and that's Galatians chapter 1. And I believe Paul just throws the gauntlet down there in Galatians 1 and says, if anyone preaches anything different than what we've already preached to you, including us or an angel from heaven, if I come back, he says, or if any of my associates come back and preach something different than we already told you, don't listen to us. There's only going to be one gospel, folks. Not two, not five, not ten. And when we see the redefinition of Christianity going on right before our very noses, it is incumbent upon all of us, Christian leaders and lay people alike, to blow the whistle on it, to discuss it, to warn others about it, because somebody's going to get led astray in the process of this.
Amen.
You're listening to Take a Stand Radio, everybody, and this is your host, Eric Barger. I'm here same time, same stations every weekend. My guest is Pastor Joe Schimmel. He pastors in Simi Valley, California. You can find Joe at goodfight.org. Love that website, Joe. Goodfight.org. And Joe has a terrific DVD, The Submerging Church. The Submerging Church. And I love the cover, Joe. It's a picture of a church building that's kind of, it's been photoshopped into a very stormy sea. And it shows really in that one picture the shape the church is in. And not only is the Submerging Church DVD nearly 2 hours long, but there's a special 90-minute DVD about U2 and Bono and about the connection he had with the Screwtape Letters by by C.S. Lewis, and another terrific item inside this package. So this is two really in-depth teachings, and we're going to get into that and cover that in a future program as well during this series. We've given some good definitions for emergent, and we've talked about our experiences that have, and of course, in that case, experience is not necessarily a bad thing, but our experiences of how we were brought to understand what is going on. I think both of us, we just had a heart and a passion once we got saved to go back and warn others who had been involved in the same things we were. And it was probably a shaking wake-up call for me when I realized that there were so many people inside of the church that should be reading their Bibles and following what God's Word says, who were actually involved in accepting things that I accepted as a New Ager. I'm sure you had the same experience, didn't you?
Yeah, I definitely did. And one way we see the inception of the emerging church as far as becoming an organized movement, because in the 80s, when we were witnessing some of that going on, everybody wasn't so well connected as they are now in the emerging church, and they weren't even called the emerging church. But I had a couple talks with Paul Smith, the brother of Chuck Smith, who started the Calvary Chapel movement, and he's also written a great book chronicling a lot of what's happened on the emerging church movement and how they went after the Calvary Chapel movement and what have you. And there's things that, you know, we reveal in our video regarding his book, and also some concerns we show that the Calvary Chapel movement has to be very careful because of associations with Rick Warren and what have you.
Let me add that it's just not the Calvary Chapel movement alone that's been affected by these things. Certainly, the Assemblies of God have been affected. The Nazarenes have been affected. The Foursquare Churches and Church of God, and I could go on and on and on. And Southern Baptists, they've all been affected by this kind of thing. So it's just not Calvary Chapel. I'm grateful for the pastors in all of those denominations or any denomination who has stood by the Word of God and has continued to let the Word of God be his guide and not Rick Warren or some of these other folks.
It's interesting when you really look at what's going on here. You have a guy that has a mystical background, like you and I had, named Peter Drucker, who's influenced by Martin Buber and other Zen Buddhism, Confucius, and others. These are those he looked to as shaping his spirituality. He didn't look at Jesus Christ as being, you know, the only way to God, the only way to be saved, and he was more eclectic. And this man, Peter Drucker, who's a management guru, I mean, the foremost management guru, died in 2005, his idea was to use Christianity in kind of a pragmatic way with a utopian spin. He realized that business management needed some morality, and he looked at Christianity as providing some morality along with the teachings of Confucius and what have you. So he ended up, and I think it's important for people to understand, he ended up enlisting Christians, churches, mega churches. He went after the Calvary Chapel movement. Paul Smith told me that he was from 1980 to 1985 trying to get, because they had over 50 mega churches at the time, and he tried to co-opt a lot of that movement along with or through, actually Bob Buford basically sought out Drucker and the Leadership Network. They sought together, spoke to the Calvary movement, trying to bring them along, and Calvary Chapel leadership said, hey, we need to back off. This is going away from the gospel and the trajectory that God's given us in Scripture. Well, it's interesting that they realized they couldn't co-opt that the Calvary Chapel movement, but in the 1990s, they picked specific leaders who end up being the leaders of the emerging church, and they get together with them, with Doug Padgett as a liaison to these other leaders, and then we get this movement that we know today as the emerging church. But it's important to understand that Drucker did not have an emphasis on truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ. It was more using some of the Christian moral backbone, bringing it into kind of this whole utopian dream. In fact, over and over again, and it's not just the emerging church leaders, Bill Hybels of the Secret Sensitive Movement, Rick Warren of the Purpose Driven Movement, Brian McLaren of the Emerging Church Movement, all have credited Drucker for having an incredible impact on their visions and their leadership styles and what have you. And what's amazing about this is Rick Warren talks about this three-legged stool, and he says he got this analogy from Drucker where we need to unite business, government, and religion. And you know, and I know, Eric, that, and I thought it was interesting in your talk at the Learn to Discern conference in Canada, you ended your talk by saying, well, this sounds a lot like where this is all headed, like Revelation chapter 13, the false religion that's coming under Antichrist. We're supposed to be concerned about bringing people to Jesus Christ, the gospel. And what's happening is Christianity is now being used to forge the world into just a one-world religion.
Yeah, it's about using Christianity as an organization rather than the vehicle that God uses to bring people out of darkness and, of course, to save them and change them for all eternity. So whenever the church is being used only in an organizational fashion, got a lot of numbers, they come to a meeting place every week, they have their own bookstores, their own Christian radio or radio and TV networks. I mean, if that's all it is, just organizational, then there's real trouble. And that's what I saw going on with Warren and with others. And okay, I want to talk about, keep talking about Drucker. We want to talk about Ken Wilber. We want to talk about the New Age connection into the emergent movement. And we will get back to that interview with Joe Schimmel in just a few minutes. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Take a Stand Radio, and this is Eric Barger. Here each week, the same time, same stations. You're listening to part two of my conversation with pastor and filmmaker Joe Schimmel. We're talking about his new DVD set, The Submerging Church. I encourage you to visit our radio archives at ericbarger.com. You'll be able to pick up part one of the conversation and all the programming we've ever had here on Take a Stand Radio, but you'll be able to hear part one of the interview with Joe especially. And of course, you can check out the Submerging Church DVD while you're there at the website. Our announcer will tell you in just a minute how you can acquire a copy of it. We appreciate you doing that. I also want to remind all of our friends here on Take a Stand Radio that this outreach is here and our live seminars and conferences, the internet outreach, the DVDs, CDs, the printed material, our free newsletter, all that is made possible because people give, because of the support of those who believe in what we do. We're counting on those who understand the need to deal with the issues I take on each week and who believe in cutting-edge radio to get behind us and support us in this effort with prayer and also with finances. I wish I could tell you it was free, folks, but it costs big bucks to be able to broadcast on hundreds of radio stations across North America and also to bring the podcast out and make it available to as many outlets as we can on the internet. And I'm trusting God that the Remnant Church, those who have ears to hear and understand the day that we're living in, are going to respond and meet the increasing needs of our ministry. I need you to respond today, and we appreciate it very much. One great way to support our ministry is, of course, to purchase a copy of the Submerging Church DVD or any of the other materials we have in our secured online bookstore. You can do that by going to ericbarger.com, or you could call us at 214-289-5244, and all that will be repeated in just a few minutes. You can also donate or make a monthly pledge to Take a Stand Radio by visiting ericbarger.com and clicking on the keyword Nehemiah. You'll see a little icon or a little picture that says Nehemiah on it, Nehemiah 52. That's where you want to click, and that'll take you directly to a link about supporting our ministry. You can also call us at 214-289-5244, and all gifts are completely tax deductible. We appreciate and we need every gift, whether large or small. God bless you. Thanks so much for your encouragement. And now here's our announcer, and then we'll get right back to the conversation with Pastor Joe Schimmel about the Submerging Church.
Want much more from pastor and filmmaker Joe Schimmel? We hope you'll order the Submerging Church DVD set today. This in-depth documentary will inform and challenge, answering nearly every question about the dangers of the emergent church movement. Included is a bonus 90-minute DVD concerning the emergent's key musician, Bono, lead singer of U2. Visit our safe and secure online store at ericbarger.com. That's E-R-I-C-B-A-R-G-E-R, ericbarger.com, or call 214-289-5244 to place your order. And thanks for support of Eric Barger and Take a Stand Ministries.
We also want to get into other stuff, such as the Islamic sympathies we see going on inside the emergent movement, what they teach about hell, homosexuality, all those kind of things. Why don't we just begin and go down that list, Joe? And first, let's finish up if there's more to say about Drucker and then get into Ken Wilber.
I think it's important when we consider Peter Drucker. I mean, he basically had affinities not only with Zen Buddhism and Confucianism but Christianity, but he basically had a New Age worldview. Martin Buber, who had a great influence on him, taught that there's a spark of divinity within each person. You can see how this would influence Peter Drucker's worldview on a religious level. You know, that's why he's very syncretistic. He wants to take out from various religions the idea of making a utopian society. Now, it's interesting because Rick Warren stated that, you know, he quotes him hundreds of times, hundreds of different quotes he's used of Peter Drucker to his own leadership. And recently, Rick Warren has come out because he's been under some fire and saying, hey, this guy wasn't even a Christian. What are you doing? And you know, Rick Warren came out and said, oh, yeah, he told me he was a Christian. What's interesting when you think of, you know, where's Drucker's personal testimony that he was actually born again?
And where's Warren's discernment, too? And Joe, let me just add something right here I think is important. We are not saying that if you as a listener have read The Purpose-Driven Life, that somehow you're demonized. That's not what we're saying here. But we are saying to the leaders, where is our discernment that we would use that as a plan, a pattern for our church to follow? Go ahead.
No, and that's a great point. That's our concern, is that, I mean, as late as 2001, just a few years before Drucker died in 2005, Drucker was asked by Claremont College. In fact, Eric, I was listening to the interview, watching the interview, it's like a 2.5-hour interview in 2001 with Drucker and Claremont College. You know, there's that connection again with Buford. Anyways, it's interesting. He's asked the question, if he's a Christian. I'm just going to quote him. He says very clearly, I'm not a born-again Christian. I went to church and tithe, but I am not a Christian, quote, end quote. I mean, that's in the interview I'm watching this morning, and I'm like, you know, this is a few years before he died. And keep in mind that he said this long after he'd been working with Rick Warren and Hybels and influencing Hybels and of course, Brian McLaren and the emergent leaders. So this is the man who years afterwards, after he's basically got his talons in the direction of the church, he becomes a major influence in the direction of the church. And at the same time, all that time he was influencing the church, it was away from proclaiming Jesus as the only way and making it more of a business to make mega churches, which would influence the masses with more of an eclectic kind of business model of, hey, reaching people, and people are looked at more as a means to sell a product and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and bring people into the kingdom.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying a minute ago. And by the way, folks, you're listening to Pastor Joe Schimmel. He has a terrific DVD, The Submerging Church. You can find Joe at goodfight.org, goodfight.org. This is Eric Barger, and this is Take a Stand Radio. If you'd like to order Joe's DVD, you can do so at our website store at ericbarger.com, or you can go to goodfight.org and get it. If you'd like to support the radio ministry, that's the way to get it, by going to our web store. But we want to also have you go to Joe's website and look around. He has a terrific website, lots of good information at goodfight.org. And Joe also pastors a church down in Southern California. And I appreciate you taking time out to talk to me today, Joe. You know, I want to say that what you did in the Submerging Church DVD, there's so many good parts in it, so many very well done. I mean, the way you brought the material together, it was so understandable, and yet some of it pretty shocking to those who never heard it before. But I thought, of all the stuff I've read about the Drucker connection to evangelicals, the way you put it together in the Submerging Church DVD was probably the most understandable and just forthright way to discuss how Drucker has affected Rick Warren, Bill Hybels, and others. It was so well done, and I just couldn't get through this section without making the statement of how much I thought that was so important and so well done.
Praise the Lord, brother.
Well, that was that. All right. Well, let's go on to some other things here. I want to talk about Ken Wilber and the New Age movement and how he has affected some of the emergent leaders. And once again, when you look at doctrine and you examine the emergent leaders in the view of doctrine, these guys have decided to believe whatever they want, and then all along continue to claim that they're Christians, let alone claiming that they're evangelicals as well. But when you put that next to Ken Wilber and you start comparing these side by side, then you just go, how can anybody say that that could be Christianized?
Yeah, amen. Because Ken Wilber, I mean, in Rob Bell, who's one of the emergent leaders, many emergents identify with him more than anybody else. He states in his book, The Velvet Elvis, that, you know, he wishes that everybody would take, you know, those reading his book would take 3 years out and learn at the feet of Ken Wilber. That's absolutely amazing, because Ken Wilber is not considered a Christian leader. He's considered a New Age leader, and he teaches that we're on a spiritual path to evolution. The Bible teaches that we are devolving. I mean, we actually fell in the garden, humanity in original sin, and that we've turned from the Lord, and that the human race is becoming even more depraved. Jesus said that, you know, that lawlessness would increase, the love of many would grow cold, and Paul said people would go from bad to worse, and terrible times would come in the last days. Well, Wilber is teaching that we're on this, you know, the verge of this, you know, cosmic initiation of evolution, to where we realize our divinity. Well, you and I, Eric, and those who've come out of the New Age movement and Christians who didn't come out of the New Age movement but are aware of what the scriptures say, that's a lie. That's a lie that Satan self-deceived himself with. He said that he would be like the Most High God. He told Eve, you shall be as God. That was his deception to the first humans. And then, of course, the Antichrist will claim to the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So that's the doctrine of Antichrist. It says the world in the last days, because they didn't love the truth. That's Jesus, who's the way, the truth, and life. God's word, thy word is truth. Because they didn't love the truth, they were, you know, they're given over to a lie, a strong delusion. And I believe a big part of that lie is that we ourselves are God. And tragically, this whole concept that we're not sinners in need of grace, and the New Age movement, the emergent church getting away from what the Bible talks about in regard to who we are as sinners who are in need of grace and what Jesus Christ did on the cross, they end up flipping the script and saying, hey, basically you have Rob Bell and other emergents leaning toward this so-called divinity in the human, which of course Anthony Campolo, as I mentioned earlier, or in the other show that you had me on. Eric also talks about how each human is divine, and he said the worst sin, basically, Campolo said, is not to recognize the divinity in another person.
So really what's going on, and what you and I have seen, is instead of following Christ, being born again, coming to him, recognizing that we are sinners in need of a Savior, really what the emergent church is doing is offering them a mysticism, almost a Buddhist philosophy, that they can look to themselves for enlightenment, wisdom, or power. That's, by the way, that is one of the definers I use when defining the New Age movement. It's a system of belief that tells you to look inside of yourself for enlightenment, wisdom, or power. This is why these folks endorse contemplative prayer and all of the mystical trappings around contemplative, and also yoga, and many of these other things. And it's so disingenuous. These guys that are pushing yoga, there's a great quote that I have from a yoga teacher. This guy is a Hindu who says that the Christians are being absolutely disingenuous by trying to Christianize yoga. He says, do they not realize that this is all about getting in touch with the different powers within them, the different gods of yoga, and that's the different gods of Hinduism, and that's what yoga does. But, this is all just, it seems like one big mess leading the church away from Jesus, yet continuing to call itself Christianity.
No, that's exactly right. We play in our video, Eric, which I'm sure you've seen that part and probably had heard it before in your studies of the emerging church. We show Rob Bell, talking about great gurus of the past, that they would, use breath prayers. And here he is coming off as a Christian yet, and then he leads all kinds of young people in these breath prayers and says that God is actually your breath, which is,
Well, and Rick Warren, as you know, Joe, Rick Warren does the same thing. I mean, and I'm not sure how much collusion there is there between Warren and Bell. I don't know I really don't have any connection between them, but they do the same thing. And this tells me something. These guys are getting these ideas someplace outside the Bible. This has nothing to do with what the scripture teaches.
Want much more from pastor and filmmaker Joe Schimmel? We hope you'll order the Submerging Church DVD set today. This in-depth documentary will inform and challenge, answering nearly every question about the dangers of the emergent church movement. Included is a bonus 90-minute DVD concerning the emergent's key musician, Bono, lead singer of U2. Visit our safe and secure online store at ericbarger.com. That's ericbarger, ericbarger.com, or call 214-289-5244 to place your order. And thanks for support of Eric Barger and Take a Stand Ministries.
Well, that brings us to the end of another program, and we will continue with Pastor Joe Schimmel next week in our discussion of the emergent church movement. While I remind you every week at this time that this ministry is brought to you by Take a Stand Ministries, Rowlett, Texas. We're funded by the free will gifts of our friends and our supporters. Come and take a stand with us. God bless you. Have a great week.
With nearly three decades of experience, Eric Barger and Take a Stand Ministries exist to see the lost saved and the church changed by providing cutting-edge insight on issues facing us today. This is a listener-supported ministry, and your participation is needed. Please consider a gift to help Eric and Take a Stand challenge both the world and the church. Send your gifts and requests for products mentioned on this broadcast to Post Office Box 1485, Rowlett, Texas, 75030. That's Post Office Box 1485, Rowlett, Texas 75030. Or call us at 214-289-5244. This is John Clemens reminding you to join us right here again next week and encouraging you to take a stand for Jesus Christ each and every day.
The book of Nehemiah tells the story of how the people of God joined with a common purpose to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Today, the church is facing the same situation the Israelites faced. Our walls are broken down, and there is much opposition, even from inside the camp. This is Eric Barger, and this is the time to take a stand against false doctrine and cultic beliefs and do battle for the lost. Under Nehemiah's leadership, it only took 52 days to rebuild the wall. Take a Stand Ministries is dedicated to mending the broken condition in today's church 52 weeks a year. I'm looking for 100 partners to give $52 or more every month to meet the needs of Take a Stand Radio. Are you one of those courageous builders willing to help? If so, please contact me today at ericbarger.com or call us at 214-289-5244. Together, let's build this wall for the King of Kings and for the sake of lost souls.